Residents in three states are dealing with more uncertainty as they adjust to life in COVID lockdown. South Australia will go into lockdown at 6 o'clock tonight. Victoria's five-day snap lockdown has been extended for another week, while New South Wales remains locked down until at least the end of the month. The federal government last week acknowledged the current lockdowns would be taking a toll on the mental health of residents, announcing additional funding for mental health services. One of those is Beyond Blue, and CEO Georgie Harmon says that the funding is welcome.
We know that the compounding effect of ongoing stress and uncertainty is leaving everybody feeling mentally and physically exhausted, and any support that governments can give, both from a mental health perspective, but also, I think, really importantly, a financial perspective as well, especially for small business and those who are in casualised work, that's going to make a profound difference, because financial well-being and mental well-being are two sides of the same coin.
Is Beyond Blue experiencing an increase in calls and people reaching out?
Yes, we are. We're experiencing a spike in demand to our support services, and that's something that we see every single time there is a cluster or a breakdown or a breakout or a lockdown. This week, we've seen a 15% increase in contacts from New South Wales compared to the previous week, and in Victoria, there was a 12% increase.
Obviously, the calls for help are confidential, but is there a trend amid the concerns being raised among certain demographics or genders?
Yes, we contact insights on a daily basis. We collect insights on a daily basis, and what people are telling us at the moment is they're experiencing high levels of anxiety. Depression is becoming more prevalent. Lots of financial pressure, job loss, job stress, and lockdown fatigue. Those are the main reasons that people are contacting us and the issues that they want to talk about. And the job of our counsellors is to take those calls. It's completely free and confidential. Listen to what people are saying and basically get a plan around them. Refer them on to longer-term services if that's what's necessary. But all of our research shows that even that brief contact with a stranger who's specially trained in supporting people through the pandemic, we've got a dedicated coronavirus service, that really, really helps. Whether that's to just alleviate the stress in that moment, to get a plan together, or to realise that you're not alone and the feelings that you're experiencing are actually very common for the circumstances.
So many people's routines have been effectively thrown out the window, with some unable to work at all, or they're working from home as well as homeschooling, and dealing with the impact, I guess, of uncertainty, because we're not sure how long this will continue. What is the impact of uncertainty?
Look, the impact of uncertainty is really deep and profound, and as human beings, we're hardwired to crave certainty. We like to know what's coming at us down the pipeline. And of course, all of those social structures, the routines that keep us mentally well, they've all been thrown out the window. But we still can focus on the things that we can control. Setting new routines, no matter how different they might look, is really helpful. Taking every day as it comes. This is a day-to-day prospect at the moment. Try not to look too forward into the future. Staying connected. We know that social support is one of the most powerful tools we have right now, and especially checking in with people that you know don't have a lot of supports around them or are particularly vulnerable or isolated. And the last thing I think I want to say is, you know, be kind to yourself. You do not need to emerge from lockdown with a six-pack and having learned 13 new languages. Celebrate the small wins.
During last year's national lockdown, there was a feeling of solidarity. We often heard, we're all in this together. Do you believe it feels different this time?
I think we've seen some changes in that sentiment, yes, and I think some cynicism about that statement. I think at the end of the day, though, we are still one country. Of course, our respective state and territory governments are taking the decisions based on public health advice that they feel are right. You know, as community members, we have to play our part. We have to stick to the public health advice. We have to continue to, you know, take each day as it comes. We need to get vaccinated as soon as we're able to. These are the things that actually give us a sense of control as well. As you know, remote as that might seem at the moment, we have to follow the advice and we will get through this. And look, you know, I'm a great believer in social solidarity, and I still think community spirit is very much alive and well, and we see examples of that every day.
So for someone listening now that might be struggling, what would your advice be?
You are not alone. The feelings that you're feeling are absolutely normal. And help is out there. Pick up the phone, jump on our website. Beyond Blue is there to support you. We have a dedicated coronavirus service. It is completely free. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-512-348 or visit coronavirus.beyondblue.org.au. And if you're a small business owner who's really struggling, we've got a dedicated coaching service for you. It's very practical. All of our coaches have a small business background, so they get the environment that you're working in and the challenges that you're facing. And you can be a part of that program by calling 1-300-945-301 or just Google New Access on us on our website, beyondblue.org.au.
That's the CEO of Beyond Blue, Georgie Harmon. And those details again for small business owners, for the Small Business Owner Program, you can call 1-300-945-301. And Beyond Blue's Coronavirus Health Helpline is 1-800-512-348, or you can visit coronavirusbeyondblue.org.au.